I wonder if you can hold out your arm or your hand and just imagine what it would be like if all of a sudden part of you was maybe not quite like Wolverine, but maybe a little bit, with metal running through your body. And maybe as you felt it, feel your fingers straighten out. Might feel your hand or your arm go kind of rigid. And as your fingers straightened out, and as your arm and hand went kind of rigid, maybe that sensation of being unable to bend your fingers, your wrist, your arm, could really begin to happen to you. The idea that you can't move it, and then knowing that you can't move it, even if you tried. And maybe you'd find yourself trying, but they just stay stiff and rigid, inflexible, unbendable. And as that happens, and the more you try, you realize that your eyes get a little tired too. Maybe it's easy for your eyes to get tired when you're trying so hard to move your hand and it just refuses and it just stays right there, right where it should be, exactly as it ought to be. And as you hear the sound of my voice and as you let go of everything else, perhaps your unconscious mind right now can realize that it's just so much easier to close your eyes and to find yourself sliding and sinking and dropping more and more deeply into trance. In a moment, you feel yourself going into that state of trance. Your hand, your arm, your fingers, all of it begins to gently drop into trance too, in the best possible way. And you can drop deeply into trance, and your hand and your arm and your fingers can move again. And all of that just feels so much better than it did. And you can give into that every single bit that you'd enjoy, that you'd like to have happen. Feel your mind just expanding with the idea that you can go so easily and effortlessly into a state of trance that allows your body to do things that maybe you've never done before, or maybe you have a million times. You can enjoy it every time a little bit more easily. So go ahead and drop down more deeply. Allow your body and your mind the flexibility to get comfortable, to stay deeply in trance, to go more deeply in trance, and to get comfortable. To know that every breath in takes you down more deeply into trance than you were, and every breath out brings you up a little bit. Well, that's new, isn't it? Every breath in drops you down more deeply into trance, and every breath out brings you up again just a little bit. Until you find yourself dropping down easily and effortlessly over and over, coming up and dropping down more easily and more effortlessly than before, in a way that just lets you sink, settle into that state of trance, be prepared for the unprepared. Be unprepared for whatever comes, just drop down more deeply right now and allow your unconscious mind to give in to that state. Feel how good it is for you to find yourself giving into that state of dropping down effortlessly and easily and allowing your unconscious mind to feel better and better while you give in, while you let go, while you drop down. And the more you find yourself dropping down, perhaps you can notice how good it feels to be as comfortable as you can and then to feel how nice it is, to remember how nice it is while we're all, or most of us at any rate, are in this quarantine state. For you to find your brain thinking about how nice that is to just receive a really great hug. You know what that's like when someone that you really like hugging, that you really enjoy their company, and who obviously enjoys yours too, just comes up to you, and your arms go in the right places, and your body's just pressed together, and it feels really great, and their hands are just holding you in that right way. And it feels welcoming, and it feels warm, and it goes on for the exact right length of time. And when you let go, you felt connected. And you can think about what that's like to find yourself connected. Maybe in the way that your hand and your arm and your wrist all felt connected together when they were stiff and rigid. Maybe in the way that you know when you look at somebody across a room and you both roll your eyes at the same moment or laugh at the same particular thing and you feel a little bit of connection. But allow your brain right now to feel that state, that warmth, that connection, and just to its best to anchor that in. And as you feel yourself in that state of doing your best to just anchor that in, that feeling of connection, that warmth, that happiness, that spark that allows you to know that you are a human being and that other human beings are relatable and can relate to you too, feel some little blip of happiness begin to bloom, root, take hold inside of you. Let's let it take root first. And then as we go on, you can feel it getting stronger and stronger. You can allow everything else to fade away, but the thoughts that you have about the things that I'm saying and the sound of my voice, and notice that everything else simply drops you down more deeply. Everything else simply lets you slide down more effortlessly into trance in a way that feels phenomenal, that is wonderful for your brain. So go ahead and just keep dropping. Just slide and sink and just keep dropping. Feel how very good that is to just keep dropping, to open your unconscious self up and to realize that nothing else matters in this moment but you and how good you can find yourself feeling, how welcomed you are here right now, and how good it feels for your mind to accept that there are places that you were meant to be, and this is one of them. Hold on to the connections that you enjoyed in the past and allow your brain to think about how fun it is to realize that you can be, no matter where you are, in a room full of other people, all interested in the same things that you are, but probably all experiencing very different things right now. But whatever it is that you experience, embrace it. Let it get stronger and stronger while you breathe in and go more deeply into trance, and while you breathe out and come up just a little bit so you can fractionate yourself, the way my image has been fractionated by the crystal if you're looking at the screen. And if you're not, you can imagine what that's like. Go deeper and deeper down and feel your brain accepting and welcoming the idea that you are here to go effortlessly and easily into trance, that you can experience new things every time, that you are welcome here, that you can feel comfortable and safe, and that your brain knows how good that can feel. Find yourself thinking, I'm comfortable, I'm safe. If you want to, at any rate. Feel how good that is to just accept that you can be comfortable and safe here and to realize that you can drop down more deeply into trance. If you'd like to, you can find yourself thinking, I'm submissive, I'm being controlled. If you're not comfortable with that, you can find yourself thinking, I'm deeply in trance and I feel great. If that's true for you, perhaps even just, I am dropping deeper into trance. Going deeper into trance feels so good. Find yourself comfortable with a mantra and let your brain roll it around in your head. Find yourself being comfortable with a mantra and saying it over and over, whether or not I say it with you, or whether or not your brain just keeps picking up that phrase that you really like. Let it sink down more easily into your brain's capacity to do a thing and feel how good that is. Your unconscious self to say yes to these ideas, to say yes to these ideas and to do them more easily and more effortlessly, to give in to these ideas and to realize them more powerfully, to let your unconscious self go, oh, I needed this, I needed to be here, I needed to feel better. And in fact, on that note of feeling better, perhaps you can in this moment right now think about a part of you that would like to feel better. One little part of your body right now that would like to feel better. And as you find yourself thinking about one little part of your body that would like to feel better, or perhaps even one little part of your mind that would like to feel better, I'd like you to go more effortlessly and easily into trance, and then just allow yourself to imagine that your unconscious mind has gone to a place where everything is as nearly perfect as you can imagine that it could be. And as you imagine yourself in a place where everything is as nearly perfect as you can be, I'd like you to realize that in this place there are capacities and resources available for you. There are tools and tricks and tips, and your unconscious mind will dig those up. It will think about what those are, and it will dig those up. Now, one of the very funny things about hypnosis is that it doesn't always work in ways that people expect. So, for example, I have a client that I work with, and they really want to do a thing, right? They really want to do one specific thing. And so they're trying very hard to do this thing, and they kind of think that their brain should just be like, you're doing the thing now. But what, in fact, their unconscious mind is doing is every week their brain comes up with a new way for them to make sure they're staying on the path that they wanted to stay on. Sometimes it's a carrot, sometimes it's a stick, but their brain every week comes up with some fantastic new way for them to do the thing that they wanted to do all along. Before long, they're going to have a whole system in place that will make sure that the behavior that they wanted to do is the only behavior that's really left available to them based on the choices and the tools that they've given themselves. So your unconscious mind, whether or not I could just snap my fingers and say, do blah, whether or not your brain is the kind to just do that, or whether your brain is the kind, like my other client, who requires some thought about the matter, who requires their unconscious mind's input on what will keep them doing a thing and what will prevent them from doing a thing. Whichever category you fit into, find that in that space that you can find yourself thinking about, a perfect space where things are exactly the way you'd like them to be. Allow your brain to find what tools you need to make that happen. Feel how good that is for your unconscious mind to just be put to work in that way, to be so useful and instructive for you. And as your brain finds those things, I'd like you to imagine, perhaps, that in that place, you can feel the thing that you don't like, that you want to change, that you'd like to imagine doing differently. And then I'd like you to imagine that you are bowling. You know what bowling is? You take a ball and you roll it at some pins down a wooden lane, and you do your very best to knock them over. So I'd like you to imagine that all those pins are your pains that you've thought about, and all the aspects of them in as many specific details as you can. So all those pins at the other end, however many you end up with, whether it's 9 or more or less, those are the things you found yourself thinking about. And I'd like your unconscious mind to take all those resources that it's coming up with, in whichever way they are, and to find yourself forming them into a ball, like a bowling ball, or this heavy, dense crystal I'm rolling in my hands right now. And then to allow your brain to be super accurate, to think about all those resources that you now have at your disposal, to think about the thing that you wanted to get rid of, the ache, the pain, the thought, the concerns, and then just imagine your unconscious mind, just allowing your unconscious mind to pick up that ball, whatever it is that it has put together of resources for you. And no matter how bad a bowler you are, your unconscious mind is going to take that ball and whip it hard and fast at those pins, those pains, those things you didn't need or want, and it is going to knock them all over and obliterate them all at once, just like that. Feel how good that is to let that happen. Drop down deeper and deeper and notice that it can happen just like that. And as your brain does that, it feels so good. As your brain does that, it feels so amazing. As your brain does this, you can just drop and surrender and slide and let go and sink down and realize that you've taken that first step towards a thing that you wanted to do, to get rid of something, to feel better, whatever it is. So hold on and let go. And sink deeper into trance right now. As you let go, as you drop deeper into trance, you can find your unconscious mind not having to worry about anything else. So just sink down more easily and more effortlessly into this way. And the more you sink down and the easier it gets, your brain just knows that you can turn off. Right now, more deeply and more easily, you can find yourself happy to be in that space where once again, the space is nowhere. Where are you? And are you in your lovely space, or are you somewhere else, or are you nowhere at all? Can you imagine what that's like to know that it doesn't matter exactly where you are, but in the context of space, we are nowhere. We're in such a tiny, small speck of things. And yet, if we were to open our eyes, we would experience this idea that we inhabit actually quite a large bit of space. But go ahead and drop down deeper and deeper, and don't let the idea of space or lack thereof hold any real concern or weight over you. Notice that it's just a fun little idea for you to realize that it doesn't matter where you are, that we are all in this interconnectedness together, and perhaps you can feel again that state of feeling so good and connected. Maybe you can feel that hug again, just like that. Maybe you can feel whatever it was that you enjoyed that you wanted to think about having disappeared. Maybe there's something about you knowing that you are here listening to the sound of my voice, allowing your unconscious mind to do something nice for you, that can feel fantastic. And the more you find yourself in that state of feeling connected and being with other people, your brain can simply let itself go. You can let yourself go more deeply into trance. You can let yourself go away from the pain that you were feeling. You can put that pain in its own little space somewhere else, and you can move to another one, a new one, free of that. You can move to a new space that's positively filled with all the tools, the skills, the attributes, the resources that you need to do a thing that you'd really like to do. Hold on to how good that feels to accept and acknowledge that your unconscious mind is amazing, that your unconscious self is so powerful and so good at doing all sorts of things, that it always wants to do the very best for you, that it knows how to, and that your brain can, as you listen, realize that. And just hold on to how good you can feel to be you, to be the best you know how to be, and to continue, if you're doing this, to work toward becoming an even better you. And if you simply want to find yourself dropping down more deeply into trance, well, you can do that now. Deep sleep and give into that state. Just drop over and over again until you're in a state where everything feels so fantastic and so amazing that you just find yourself wanting to give into it a little bit more easily and a little bit more deeply. Drop down deeper right now. Perhaps that favorite state that you wanted to go to, that wonderful state with all the resources, becomes a place you'd like to keep finding. And if so, let that happen. Mark it in your brain so you can return there. And if it's not, it doesn't matter. You can let go. You never have to return there again if you don't want to. Those resources are not stuck there. Humans are programmable. Our brains are programmable. We have things that we need when we need them. So go deeper into trance right now and to just feel how nice it is for your unconscious self to be in that place where everything is exactly as you wished, even if just for a moment, while you find yourself getting more and more skilled at doing whatever it takes to let your world be as good as it can be. Drop down and surrender and sink into that state of delight, of pleasure, of trance, of holding on to how good it can be, and hold on to how good you are. Your unconscious self is fascinating. It is so amazing, so skillful, so knowledgeable. Let it do for you the very best job that it can, and train it to do better for you if you'd like. You can always become better at a thing. Humans are really good at getting better at a thing. We're really good at learning how to do things and then making them our own. We talk about 10,000 hours of doing something to be an expert, but it doesn't really matter. Your brain will take whatever time it needs to do a thing, to learn to do a thing well and quickly, and to keep getting better at them. So hold on to how good your brain can be at getting better at doing a thing, and realize how nice it was for me to spend time with you, and thank you so much. On the count of five, notice that your eyes are open and you feel fantastic. One, two, three, four, and five. Eyes wide open.